أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وأنزلنا إليك الكتاب بالحق مصدقا لما بين يديه من الكتاب ومهيمنا عليه. As we discussed about this ayat previously, firstly the connection with the ayats before, that first Allah spoke about the Torah and then the Injil, and now consequently about the Quran Sharif. The other was the occasion of the revelation of this ayat, that a certain group of the ulama of the Jews, the Ahbar, they wanted to assert that they had a dispute with the other ulama and they wanted a verdict in their favor. So they came to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam and said, if you give us a verdict according to what we have, then we will accept Islam, and we have got a big following of the Jews with us, they will also accept Islam. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam rejected such a bribery for Islam and said Islam is not up for bribes, and that if Islam is for the truth. Now the explanation of this ayat, Allah tabaraka ta'ala says, after explaining about the Torah and the Injil, وَانْزَلْنَا إِلَيْكَ الْكِتَابَ بِالْحَقِّ, اور تُجھ پر اتاری ہم نے کتاب سچی, and we have revealed this true kitab to you, that is the Quran Sharif. It is a kitab, such a kitab that there is no other kitab like it in the world, and it is a kitab of absolute truth, that every word, every ayat, every word, every letter, every haraka, zabar, zair, fatha, kasra, everything is 100% haq and truth. It is just a kitab of truth in every way. And another quality of the kitab, musaddiqan lima bayna yadayhi minal kitab, tasdeeq karne wali sabiqa kitabu ki. And it is a kitab that testifies to the truth of the kitabs of before. That is the true kitab which Allah had given to Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, the Torah, the original Torah. And the true kitab Allah had given to Isa alayhi salam, the Injil. That is also not the changed one, the true one. The Quran Sharif testifies to the truth of those kitabs. And this then proves that the Quran is a true kitab, because a truthful person will testify for the truth, and a false person will testify for the falsehood. So when the Quran Sharif is testifying to the truth of the Torah and the Injil, that in itself proves that the Quran Sharif is a true kitab. And the message of deen is one from Allah Ta'ala all the time. And when the Quran Sharif testifies to that one message of Allah Ta'ala from originally, then the Quran Sharif is also proven to be a true kitab. Another great quality of the Quran Sharif, that وَمُحَيْمِنًا عَلَيْهِ, اور نَجِحْبَان مَزَامِين پر, اور ان کے مَزَامِين پر نَجِحْبَان. And the Quran Sharif is a guardian and a protector of the subject matter of the previous kitabs. Like for example, with regard to the revelation, yeah, where Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala had said that with regard to qisas, that is retribution, and the other is the punishment for adultery. The Quran Sharif guarded the teachings of the Torah and Injil, where they had changed it. Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam went to them and proved to them in their kitab, in the Torah, is the original punishment of stoning to death. So the Quran Sharif is a guardian and a protector of the true subject matter of the Torah and Injil. So all these great qualities are in the Quran Sharif. This is the one, on the one side, these facts of the Quran Sharif. On the other side, it is for us to understand what a great, great kitab Allah Ta'ala has given to us. And together with that, we should understand our relationship with this kitab. How much do we recite it? How much do we engage with it, learn it, etc.? Read it, practice it, propagate it. This should be the mission of our life. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to understand what a great kitab Allah Ta'ala has given us, and to stand for this kitab in all ways and under all circumstances. May Allah give us all tawfiq.